Dollar cost averaging is not merely about saving a little each month. At its core, it is installing an autopilot for your future. The real task it performs is freeing you from the most anxious decision of all, when to buy. You no longer need to watch the market daily or guess tomorrow's red and green. Instead, you hand that difficult job to a rule written in advance. Once the rule starts running, time goes to work for you. Imagine a ship without autopilot. Every time the waves swell, the captain must decide which way to turn, and eventually fatigue sets in and mistakes follow. A disciplined investing system is that ship's autopilot. You set the heading and the rhythm, and the rest is left to the currents and the calendar. It does not promise tailwinds on every leg, but it keeps you from steering off course in a panic. The essence of discipline design is not how clever the what to buy is, but how to avoid being dragged down by yourself. What truly separates outcomes in the market is rarely the amount of information, it is who can keep deducting on schedule, without adding or stopping, even when emotions run high. Fixing the actions is how you lock human weakness outside the door. So the first lesson of understanding regular investing is to treat it as a system rather than an impulse. A system is repeatable, verifiable, and transferable. An impulse feels good now and regrets later. When you start seeing each monthly deduction through the lens of "I am running a system," your mind calms and your sleep improves. Why most people do not survive the first 12 months? Public materials repeatedly show a pattern: many start, but few steadily cross the first full year. The reason is usually not a wrong method, but that the first few months happen to meet a flat or declining market, the account seems to earn nothing, and patience is drained. By the time it really matters to persist, many have quietly stopped the deduction. The first hurdle is instant expectation. We are used to food arriving in half an hour and videos playing instantly, so we naturally bring that expectation into investing. Yet the return curve of regular investing is often slow at first and faster later. Early on, there is almost no visible change, and this slowness is misread by the brain as useless, triggering abandonment. The second hurdle is the fear of decline. In the first week, the account turns green, and most people instinctively want to stop, as if continuing to deduct is throwing money into a hole. But the logic of regular investing is the opposite: consistently accumulating in lower price ranges tends, over time, to help spread the cost to a more comfortable position. The benefit, however, only becomes visible much later. The third hurdle is the lack of ritual. If the deduction is just a quiet missing sum from the bank card, with no record or review, it is easy to forget that you are doing something right for the long term. Turning regular investing into a visible, recordable rhythm is the key step to crossing the first 12 months. The first foundation of discipline: write down how much into a rule. Many people's regular investing fails because the root was planted before starting. They never seriously calculated how much can I stably take out. When in a good mood, they invest more. When tight next month, they stop. This randomness means the system has no foundation from day one. The first step of discipline is to fix the amount on paper. A practical starting point is to carve a fixed portion out of the monthly surplus, rather than forcibly squeezing it from total income. First, set aside living expenses and an emergency reserve, then designate the remaining part that definitely will not affect living as the regular investing amount. That way, even if a month has unexpected expenses, the plan is less likely to break. When writing the rule, mark three numbers: the monthly fixed amount, the deduction day, and the maximum consecutive interruption limit. For example, agreed deduct on the 8th each month. If interrupted for a special reason, allow at most one consecutive stop and make it up the next month. Writing the exceptions in two is what keeps the rule from being broken by a single accident. When the amount becomes a commitment on paper rather than a thought in the head, every time you want to change your mind, you face not your own impulse but an already signed plan. This decide in advance is the essence of discipline design. Do the hardest decisions on the calmest day. The trade-off of frequency: weekly, bi-weekly, and monthly. Common frequencies are weekly, bi-weekly, and monthly. None is absolutely superior. The difference lies in balancing smoothing against operational burden. Higher frequency spreads the buy price finer, But higher frequency also means more times you are pulled by the market, raising psychological cost. Monthly is the lightest plan, one action per month, suitable for beginners who want to build the habit first. Its drawback is only 12 samplings a year. If each happens to hit the month's relative high, the short-term experience is slightly worse. But stretched over several years, this bias is usually diluted. Weekly raises sampling density to 52 times a year. The cost curve is smoother and better reflects the intent of collecting in batches. The cost is that you must live with the account more often, demanding higher self-discipline. Bi-weekly sits in between, about 26 times a year, a balanced choice for many. When choosing frequency, ask yourself, how long can I go without checking the account and still stay calm? If checking weekly makes you itchy, monthly may suit you better. Discipline design is not about picking the optimal parameter, but the one you can stick with longest and change least. Amount design, fixed amount versus valuation anchor. The most basic amount strategy is fixed amount, invest the same money regardless of market risks.